on Walden here. Tucked away in the Old Testament between the prophet Jeremiah and Ezekiel is a little book that most people never read called Lamentations. This means crying, weeping about trouble. The Lamentations is really a book of expressing the sorrow that Jeremiah felt because his people were suffering as they were. But because Jeremiah was a prophet, the Lord spoke to him, through us, about the Lord Jesus as well. And in the 12th verse of chapter 1, we read, "Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Behold and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow." Now, no human being could say this. You and I have sorrows, but we have exactly the same kind of sorrows that other people have and have had from the beginning of time. But the Lord Jesus had a special kind of sorrow. He says, "This sorrow which is done unto me, wherewith the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. From above hath he sent fire into my bones, and it prevailed against them." The Lord Jesus was suffering in our place, a sorrow like to which no one else has ever suffered. And in chapter 3 and verse 1, we read, "I am the man that hath seen affliction by the rod of his wrath." Others have seen affliction. Others have felt the anger of God against sin. But no one else ever took the sins of all the people of all time. And our Savior was actually suffering as if he were the sinner, as if he were the one who had done all the wrongs that were counted against the human race. I wonder if you ever thanked him for taking your place. In the first verse of Lamentations 3, it would seem that we have a combination of thoughts. "I am" is one of the titles for God, and the Lord Jesus was truly God. God the Son, come into this world, and what we call incarnated, taking human nature, and so he says, "I am the man." This is the man, God's man, the substitute for other men. The Son of God became the Son of Man, that the sons of men might become the sons of God. Now he was the one who saw affliction by the rod of God's wrath. This is what we call substitution. The Bible teaches it. Some liberal, modern groups reject this teaching, but the Bible still teaches it. Christ died for our sins. The Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. The Savior was my substitute. Now he tells in this third chapter some of the things which he suffered. He says, "He hath filled me with bitterness." And he tells how he felt about this. And then he requests something in verse 19, and the marginal reading in the Revised Version puts this in the form of a request. "Remember mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall," two of the bitterest things that we know anything about. He's telling us, of course, how the Lord Jesus suffered. And he asks us to remember his affliction and his misery. Now, remembering what the Lord Jesus went through will make you love him, because you'll see how much he loved you. Remembering the affliction of the Lord Jesus will make you realize how safe you are, because payment God will not twice demand, first at my bleeding surety's hand, and then again at mine. And then remembering the affliction of the Lord Jesus will make you worship. I'm always a little troubled about Christians who don't think it's worthwhile to attend the Lord's Supper, the one meeting of the week, the one meeting of the church set apart to honor and glorify and thank the Lord Jesus for what he went through for us. And he says, "This do in remembrance of me." Well, have you trusted him? If you have trusted him, do you love him? Lord Jesus, we thank thee for going to the cross in our place. We thank thee that thou art now alive and can give joy to those who trust in thee. We We give thee our thanks today, our Father, for thy Son, in his name. Amen.